somebody told to me, I said, you're a preacher on Sunday. I said, and you have a call upon you. I could tell that. Can you tell that whether a fellow's called a preacher or not?
Oh, Lord.
We got a lot of folks getting mad at the Lord and mad at the church and mad at preacher. Won't ask him to hold a meeting. Well, ain't even called to preach. If all the folks that's not called to preach and quit, it'd be a blessing to them. And if that calls you to want to quit, quit. You're probably not called. I mean, you know how folks just get him a Bible. I know a boy got arrested over in our country. I went to get him out of jail and on the outfit. He is low as a snake and mean as a snake. And got arrested and it scared him death nearly. And he just took on the call to preach because of his escape. And I went up there to see him, had a Bible in his hands. I put the Bible down.
Amen.
Well, I've been in court enough to know, and fool with lawyers and judges enough to know that that's what everybody wants to do when they get in jail. Get religion.
That's it.
When they get out, when they pass the sentence, and before you tell them you got it.
That's all right.
Say, lay that Bible down. Say, I'm called to preach. I say, you ain't no such a stuff. Called a preacher, got arrested. You know you guilty of what you got arrested for. And I do. And here we're trying to get you out, and you have just inherited to call to preach because you're guilty.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
You all may not be able to play with him.
Go ahead. Ernest Martin, Tennessee.
One night, old brother Daniel, in a vision he was shown, looked in that holy mountain, saw that rolling stone come rolling down the mountain, tearing down the works of men. God built a church upon that stone to bring his people in. Who was that man? Oh, coming out of Edom with garments dyed and red as a crimson flow. Well, it was that man who died upon Calvary's mountain to save us from that awful place below. Prophets prophesied and they said just what this man would be. He'd cause the lame to leap and shout, blinded eyes to see. All power was given in his hand and he bore our grief and our shame. If you don't know just who he is, Jesus is his name. He stilled the tempest up on the sea, walked up on the waves, cleansed the lepers from their spot, he opened up the grave. Some said that he was a prophet when they saw the works that he'd done, but the Bible plainly tells us he was God's only son. Who was that man? So coming out of Edom with garments dyed and red as a crimson flow. Well, it was that man who died upon Calvary's mountain to save us from that awful place below.
Started preaching 41 years ago. I was preaching last time Roosevelt run for office. But I used to get out on the street corners on Saturday in Oklahoma. Everybody went to town. He'd tie the horses down yonder in the yard where they kept them, and children play in the sand behind the wagon. I used to run behind the wagon, jump in and out, you know, while it's going down the road. I'd race back there where there wasn't an electric cord in the country.
All right.
There wasn't nothing but coal oil Leonard. And we just sat around and played on the old mail order guitar under the Double Eagle and a bunch of old songs like that. Wasn't saved, you know. That's when you catch a fire, house on fire. Well, I caught it on fire a lot of times. Just the old stove, just to breathe it gets hot, you know, and the old stove pipe get red hot where it went. You know nothing about insulation. You just catch a bucket of water handy, and if it gets on fire, run up there and put it out.
Exactly,
you know.
Right.
We've done it a lot of times. I come from that side to here. I've come from the old Model T. Had one myself. Crank it till you give out, and it wouldn't start. Jack the right rear wheel up and crank it till you give out, and you just know it never start again. Jerk it one more time. Get in it the next morning and turn the switch on. Go to running without a starter. Sure, I know what I'm talking about. I can't have it because you ain't no mechanic. That's the first trade I ever learned, mechanic and welder. I didn't go to preaching because I couldn't get a job. Had a good one, 1008 Southeast 29, Oklahoma City. Going to be a foreman there. Why, sure. You just went to preaching because you're too lazy to get out and saw logs. Go to sawing logs. You're wasting your time. You flop on your face so hard after a while, it'll knock your teeth out nearly. Trying to preach, most dangerous thing in the world. Go out trying to preach God's Bible just because your uncle used to. I don't know what's making me talk about preaching tonight.
Go ahead.
You've got to be called to preach.
Go ahead. I used to get on them street corners. People just gobbled up. I've had police come down and kill them out of the road to keep them getting bumped into. Just get carried away with the gospel. Just get carried away with it. Liable to here if we just obey the Lord, but
amen.
I'm afraid we ain't going to be willing to. There'll be a few of us, but most of us won't.
Yes, sir, I'm afraid so.
Tell me for years what it takes to have revival. I'll tell you what it takes. Number one, and ain't no use worrying about much else. The Spirit and the power of God in it.
Yes,
that's all it takes.
Amen.
Shh.
Go. Good preacher.
Bless my heart in the world. That dance instructor out there in California had a little studio up the road. I wouldn't tell what something wasn't so. You don't have to prop God up. Well, you don't have to tell something that ain't real to make folks think there's a God. I don't have to tell a thing about somebody got healed well somewhere that ain't here to make you think it did happen without having any evidence. How many has ever been? Don't you raise your hand if God ain't healed you. How many has ever been healed by the power of God?
Oh,
how many has ever been healed of heart trouble? Anybody here have been healed of heart trouble?
That's what I thought I had one time. It hurt
you
chest.
Probably healed from heart trouble. I tell you what, I know people healed of heart trouble.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about bad heart trouble. But you know what? The power of God's what we need. We just need the Spirit of the Lord to help us. Well, we've had enough preaching here this morning. These brethren, my Lord, have mercy. Woo, if they didn't preach this morning.
They did.
I mean, they preached.
Yes, sir.
You just let God move on you a little and it'll stir you up. I mean, it'll move you out. It'll get a hold of you. Well, I've just been on the road a while, but I've read that Bible like you have.
Yes, sir.
And studied it like you have. But I know one thing. When the power of God starts moving, you better take a back seat. And let God work.
Amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory.
Would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. But we know God cannot lie. Every nation, He's going to cry. And we see that He has His own mind. Well, it's God's man that's been troubling the soul. North and south and east and west can be seen. Well, it's been a trouble in the rich and the poor. concerned about people that's sick and afflicted here. Some brother told me a while ago, said, I need help, Brother Moore. I'm praying for you to get help. I feel like the Lord wants to help you. I know God wants to heal. That sister stood the other day in our camp meeting, Brother Ben Shaw. She come from Alabama, and she said 3 weeks before that, I think about 3 weeks before, some good brother was down there in the meeting, and she said, I was bad, and God healed me. I mean, she's a good woman. I mean, there wasn't nobody there with a camera to take a picture to put in a monthly publication so it could hold their divine healing ministry up. I mean, there just wasn't nobody there to do that. She just actually got healed. Now, we're having a camp meeting here, and we're not having an L.D. Moore meeting, and we ain't worried about whether we get to report whether there's anybody saved or not, but there's some got the Holy Ghost right there last night. They got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Duff, did anybody get it there? Well, there's another one got it right there.
Amen.
You didn't know anything's going on. Man, you get your hat blowed in the creek after a while, and you'll never know there's anything going on. You lose your hat. How God could be a healing people and saving people all over the church, and some folk get up and say, I wish it's like this, like we was 40 years ago. I ain't worried nothing about 40 years ago. I want to know what's going on now. Lord, have mercy. Don't come around telling me what you eat when you was a boy that you love so well. Cook some of it up tonight. Let's try it again. I'd like to have some of it. Praise the good Lord. Jerry, are you going to get in or just sit around here and look till I'm gone? I'll be here just through Friday. You're going to have to get in, son. Glory to God. You ain't waiting on some other time, are you? You waiting for the water to be troubled, it'll never be. You'll have to get in when God's time comes by, or you won't get nothing. You're going to join that. The black man in California said that people keep a coming, but the train done gone. Could you tell me how long? Could you tell me how long? People keep a coming, but the train done gone. Could you tell me how long? Could you tell me how long? Done got on it and left. You're going to be like Leon Farley. Don't strike that. Leave it right in there. I'd like for him to hear that. Don't strike that in his name. He went up to Kansas City to preach, and he is to come back for Sunday morning service and Sunday night at his church. And next morning he drug around and stopped and drug him an extra cup of coffee. And he got up there and said, well, I want to get on flight so-and-so. And that good neighbor said, you see that airplane going right through the air yonder? That's it. Yay! After a while, you'll be a saying, people keep it coming, but the train done gone. Could you tell me how long? Could you tell me how long? Now listen, it's took folks a long time to wake up. We ain't got long in a camp meeting to wake up while the power of God's working. If you need to be healed, now I'm not putting on a bit in the world, you can be healed. We got people sitting out there, I know God healed. I held a meeting in Arkansas, old boy on the grocery store up there. Held about a 3 weeks meeting, just a little short meeting, just 3 weeks. Used to when I first started, we'd go 6 weeks. I mean, we went till the devil turned it loose. I mean, we went Grant Horton till he turned it loose. Till he gave her up. And I told that old boy, you fool around here for 3 weeks. He said, I'm stirred. I'm telling you, I want to get somewhere. I want to go store down there. I said, well, you're waiting pretty late. I'm done wore out. And here you done decided to do something. You ought to have been doing this the first week of the meeting. You stay long enough, the devil give it up after a while. I'm not wanting your church. I've got enough trouble. I ain't want nobody's church. But I'm telling you, Brother C.M. Butler, a lot of folks, praise God, they wouldn't last as long as a paper shirt in a bar fight. Glory to God, they ain't got a backbone in the world about them. Well, get in there, boy. Pull up to God. You call what you doing, friend. Get them bony hands. Don't come down here and bury your head in that. We're here from Oklahoma, 1,200 miles. Get your hands in there and worship God when you come this hall. Let God help you. He made you. He knows what to do with you. Able to do something with your old chassis. He will do it. Hallelujah. Why don't you give God a chance at it? Tell me you won't do nothing with it. He'll do something with it. I went to hold a meeting in Jonesboro, Illinois for Joey Hyde a few days ago. I may not preach tonight. I'm looking for the perfect will of God. I've got messages everywhere. Never seen such a gob of messages as I've got. I just got them everywhere. It's stuck everywhere. Woo! Red Horn, I just do that because there's a Holy Ghost in there. I can't help it. Don't even try. You like God, don't you, son? Let's have a look at this. What's the Lord doing with you? Do, but He can use you. You, I'm looking right at you. You know what? You know what? I held that beating and got up and sung one of my little jerky songs. You can't hardly keep time to it. Find it on the piano nowhere else. I mean, it's just embarrassing the good people know his music for me to try. A lot of times I blame the piano player and say, he's out. No, he ain't. I just run over a bird's eye. Boy, I'm a holy preacher. I know when people come to our churches that do know music sometimes, Fred. I know that sister takes that bass lead over there. She hasn't got a bass voice, but she ain't bass lead. I just back her, go. I know she lives good, singer says. I know a little about music, just enough to haunt me. I just know when the half notes and whole notes and quarter notes, I know when we tear them all to pieces. We're going to sing this song in C, and you can't sing it in C and the bass ever sing it. You can't transpose every song. I just know enough to haunt. But I went up to Ohio, and there's a bunch of briar hoppers. That's what they call themselves. Any briar harpers here? Here's a briar harper. They call themselves briar harpers. I love them. I don't call them briar harpers, make fun of them. I love them. Well, they come from Kentucky. I love them Kentucky boys. Them Kentucky folks, them sisters, them churches. I love everybody. I ain't met nobody yet I didn't like. That's the truth. But you know, I got up there, and now I say you can't hardly sing it. But I went to singing at that meeting in Jonesboro, Illinois the other night. We had 16, 17 preachers some night, 18, 20 the other night. Good brother come to help us. We had a good meeting. But you know, I started that meeting with that little old jerky song. Ain't got but just a little short verse or two. And you can't hardly find on the piano or nothing else. Well, yeah, I sang it. But I went singing that and it caught on at school. Caught out on at the job. They sang it when they come to church. They sang it when they left church. Well, there never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Well, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Well, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Well, he spoke to the wave and the wave stood still. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Well, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. There's something about that that God likes. And you can just keep singing it till you get healed if you ain't careful. God wants His Son exalted. You just keep talking about Him long enough, you keep exalting Him long enough, there'll be something happen to you. Well, He spoke to the sick and the sick got well. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Well, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. There never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Let's praise Him. Praise the good Lord. Never was a man like Jesus. Never was anybody like him. I'm a little torn here. I think I'll preach on this a little bit and try not to preach too long. Now, it's been a great, great meeting. The Lord has really helped us. The Spirit has been here, and the folks have been so kind. I wanted to join the work gang this evening. I seen some things going wrong, and I said, you couldn't find Lawrence. Everybody you met was calling for Lawrence, and somebody done had him tied up. I'm telling you, he didn't eat dinner at 4 o'clock. That's the truth. I'm telling you, these fellas working around here. I wanted to join the gang. I that's where I started. First church I had, I got saved and wanted to do something so bad, didn't know what to do. They said they need the janitor. I thought, I just wonder if they let me be. I'm honest. I said, I just wonder if they would let me have that. I treasured that like you'd trade a suit and tennis job. That's right, Ben. I'm honest with you. And you know they let me have it. Money? Well, no, there wasn't no salary. That wasn't it. I just wanted to clean God's house. First time I cleaned it, I shoved all the benches close to the front. It's a big gap at the back of the building on each side. And the pastor come in and said, what went with the pews? Why, I didn't know nothing about the Bible. J-O-B was job. Psalms was Psalms. I didn't know nothing about it. I was so glad to get the job. I worked hard at it. I cleaned that floor like you never seen. I never fussed about nobody throwing down a piece of paper or stuck a wad of gum. I was glad there's her. I'm going to preach in a minute, maybe. But I'm going to tell you what. First thing you know, did you know I got to praying in there and seeking God? And the Sunday, the young people's leader's position come open. Oh, I said, I wonder if I could have that. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and God let me have it. Run about 85, 90 in Sunday school, little church. And you know what? I had me 2 jobs. Well, I wasn't working but 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. Had plenty of time to do things for God. Load mold 29, a Model A Ford up, and open the rumble seat up and load it up till it's a full. All you could see is arms and hands are waving. Take them to church. And I said, I want to work for God. Did you know I was fortunate? The Sunday school superintendent's job come open. I prayed hard and God gave that to me. I loved it. One Sunday morning, my Sunday school assistant superintendent went haywire. Went to chasing after a woman, and you know I got to fill his job. So I just never did miss. Sunday school secretary backslid, and I got his job. Pastor's job got to where he couldn't be there on Wednesday night, but that time I was preaching a little, and they let me have the Wednesday night servant assistant pastor. Suited me right. Can't hardly get you to, you don't want to try to help with the children because they aggravate you. Was you ever a child? I guarantee you give them a peck of trouble. You know why we don't want to fool with children now? Because we won't make a mind. That's the reason we don't want to fool with children. We won't make a mind. Oh, I don't want to get ornery here. I had an old oil field daddy that wasn't even a Christian. Well, I'm telling you what, when Dad said, you mind or I'll get you, Grad Hart and I minded. Or he got me, and he had to get me a few times, but not many. Because when he got me, he got me. He didn't say, I'll knock you on the floor if you don't mind. Held a meeting for a preacher, and he could ask his children where they'd been. 15 years old, be out of the way in the morning, say, where you been? None of your business. Slam their bedroom door and go to bed. If I'd have said that to Daddy, I'd better jumped out the window and run from alive. You know what my 17-year-old boy told me when he was in high school? Terry, tell me you got a good teacher, Dad. I said, what do you mean? Said he makes you mind. Can you feature a 17-year-old bragging on a teacher because he made him mind? All some old boys is waiting on somebody. I say, sit down and shut up. Go buy them a good ice cream cone after church and show them you love them. They'll sit down and shut up the next time you tell them to. You know, all some folks waiting on is a little discipline or correction. Wish I had time to preach on them sheep I used to herd in Oklahoma. It ain't a sheep herding state, but they had me out herding 5,000 head of them things before I even got saved. And you know what? One could just take off walking and the whole bunch would follow it. No good reason to be following, but they just followed. Went out one morning and 5 of them was bloated and dead. And Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have characteristics just like 5 of them was bloated and died. You know what happened to them sheep? They eat the wrong thing. Of course, if I'd have been as well versed in it then as I am now, I'd have done like I done David's old cow when she fell down out there and bloated up. There wasn't no veterinary around to grab me a knife. I said, we got to do something quick. I just run out there and run down between her hip and the last rib bone and ram that knife in there. And that's all some sheep need. Run that and let all that fire out there.
that all that blowing out of that, it paralyzed their soul so they couldn't swallow, you see. Blow didn't die. Eat the wrong thing. We need somebody with a knife here. It ain't afraid to attack something. And jab that knife in there. Rub that knife around. Shh. Pretty soon the old cow's up. Sheep's peculiar. I seen one morning. I said, it's broke its leg. That silly thing has broke its leg. Grass burned its foot. Upset the whole bunch over it. Grass burned its foot. I've got something like nobody else has ever had. Why are you trying to take a cancer before you get it for? Why in the world take down with a heart attack when you ain't even got heart trouble? I may take a test in a minute. You're going to get as bad off as that saint was in Brother John W. Sutton. You know John W. Well, John W. had a church, and he told me he used to be a judge over in Kentucky. I want to say that, but there's some of them in over in Louisiana that's kind of the deal with them. When, God bless you, money man. Hallelujah. Oh, John W.'s in the church and hit us just right. You know you can't hardly lie at the thermostat. Now, I don't know. I just got so many preachers here. It's going to be hard for me to preach this right. I see that right now. But you know, a thermostat's a pretty good thing to make a judgment by. Grandma's blood's too thin. Somebody else is too thick, and you just can't sue them all. But you know, if you ain't careful, you're going to act like something's wrong with you when there ain't nothing wrong with you. And you're used to walking like a cripple to kind of get somebody to simply walk like you walk, man. You'll be glad you can walk someday. Walk. God, if God heals you, don't frequent the prayer line. Get them to pray for you 40 more times over the same old thing. Us be healed if we're healed. Glory to God. Us be healed. Don't try to call me to pray for you if you've already had Brother C.M. Butler and a bunch of other preachers just because you think it hurt my feelings if we don't shake you around and pray for you again. If you've done been prayed for and God touched you, don't say, well, here's Brother Moore, we'll have him pray. Pray about what? Don't kick God in the face. If he's healed you, tell Brother Moore, Brother so-and-so prayed for me and God healed me. Maybe I won't get jealous of it. I never seen such a carnal time in all my life. One woman said, oh, Brother Solomon, I'm about to die. It's so hot in here, I can't understand it. You're going to have to do something quick. He looked at the deacon and said, touch the thermostat. I wasn't dealing with humans. I wouldn't talk to you like you are. He went up and never moved it. A little bit, the sister said, oh, brother, if you hadn't had him do that, I'd have died in here. I'm glad you had him adjust that. It's fine, sisters. We are a bunch of actors and a bunch of put-ons a lot of time. That's the reason we can't get God to do anything for us. Wouldn't miss a chance to give in a prayer request for my body. One old boy where I live, I hope I don't say his name, but do strike it, son. I pastored him for years. He heard all the worst anywhere else. He was too lazy to work because his wife had a good job. Finally got enough nerve after he got all kinds of insurance. He seems looking pretty bad. Laid out in the hospital a few days. And so nervy, he let him perform exploratory surgery. Doctor said he had the best looking set of guts he'd ever seen. I'm telling you what I know. You can get a thing on you that's not from God. It just wears you in the church. Get on in and get a hold of God so you won't holler a wolf when there ain't none. Keep on, you're going to take it. That old gal down in Oklahoma got some sanctified and some mad. She was about to go, every time her husband come in, get me one of them nerve pills. I'm about gone. Went to the doctor. He said, have a breakdown. Have a nervous breakdown. You've been wanting to for a long time. She just got over it. I ain't going to have one either. Didn't have it. All right, I'm going to preach on a simple little thought here. Now, I don't know why I said all that. I'm telling you what it is. The doctor down in Greenwood, Arkansas said if the folks that ain't got nothing wrong with them and stay home, I'd have time to doctor the sick. If you're here and you're sick in this meeting, don't you try to take offense at what I'm telling you. Get down here. We're going to pray for them one night if the Lord will help me. If you let me. I'm going to take the time I'm supposed to preach of praying for sick folks. Start to pray for sick up here. Just because the Bible teaches it. I was over there in Bristol praying. We're going to pray for sick folks. Oh, I had the preachers all to help me. Of course, now, you think I'm a little different. I don't think you've got to stand and shake everybody and pray over them 15 minutes to prove to folks you're praying for. If that's what it wants, you don't need to come up, because
I might not pray for you half a minute. We ain't trying to set no break no records or set no goals or nothing here. But I got up there, and here come Barnett up. You? One of the greatest preachers I've never ever heard. I'll tell you, one of the best. Here come old Charles up to yonder. I know he'd had heart trouble. But when he got about 10 folks from where we was praying for him, I said, Charles, ain't no use in you getting prayed for. I've just seen you. I said, you're years up the road. And you're preaching. He just stepped out, Brett. Say, no use of being prayed for then. If brother, I did say it. It's already been years. And he ain't leaving us yet either.
When my time comes to go, when my time comes to go, I'll lay down my soul at Jesus' feet. When my time comes to go, raise your voice, boy, and sing. Raise your voice, girl, and sing. Get them 10 strings loose and play that piano till it roars. Play your guitar and work for God till you die. Don't lay down and die before your time. Why should you die before your time, anyway?
Grandpa fell dead at 42 years of age in Norman, Oklahoma, with heart trouble. And that's what the devil tried to give me for 41 years. Said, that's it. The pain in your chest is a bad heart attack. Good thing I belched 4 or 5 times. I'd have believed him.
It runs in the family, but we had a man here called Jesus that broke up that deal of running in the family. He blocked it. He blocked that germ. Took it out of the family.
I can't get to my text tonight for some reason or other. I believe it'll work here. Matthew 2:13. Now the wise men had come, and they worshipped, and they brought something to him. That's a good thing to do. You can't buy him. He don't need what you got. But he needs to know that you're willing to part with what you've got. You go to heaven, did you bring any gold with you? No, he'll never ask you. Go to heaven, did you withdraw your savings and bring them? No, he don't need them. Bring your saw? No. A good builder you have, if we got a good builder here. He talks things into existence. I brought my clippers. I thought maybe a little haircut. No. No, we'll not need you here. It don't even grow on folks here. It's on them here. It stays like it is. You can meet them 1,000,000 years if you keep time here. They'd look the same then as they do now. Fingernails don't grow out. You didn't know that? Well, you learned it then. Never have a sore throat here. God never gets weak here. Everything remains the same. Your flesh returns as it was when you was a boy, when you was a youth. No fallen arches, there ain't no such thing here. Glory to God. Heaven. They had brought him gifts because they loved him. In heaven, they don't use it. If you don't invest anything in the kingdom of God, don't wait to get to glory. They don't need a thing you've got. Not a thing. You girls won't even have to take a dish rag. You just pack it up and get ready to go up. Forget it. You ain't take nothing. You know, you just pack it up. Ain't nothing to take. Not a thing. They'll have to lay. They'll carry your body and put it in the grave. And everything you'll cause will hang on it. Rots or they give it away. They'll know. You can't take none of it. They don't need none of it there. He's got his own clothing factory over there. I guess it's over there close to his gold mines. He's got enough gold to make the street of a city approximately 1,500 miles square, so I won't disagree with the men that read books, and I do. Some say 1,200, some 15, but he's got a street of pure gold, and we don't even mind that kind here. I mean, we get pretty close to it, but hardly any of our gold is pure. And I've studied some like you, and we haven't mined enough gold since the Indians is hiding it from us. I mean, since the Spaniards hunted it. I mean, since we know what it was. We ain't mined enough gold to pave a street 1,500 miles long or make it pure gold. We haven't ever mined enough to do that. No, sir, we ain't. But he's got a gold mine somewhere. Well, it's over by his harp factory, I reckon. Because he's furnishing more harps in Revelation than I ever heard of. And ain't nobody here on record that I know of, my brother, that's got any record of any such an order for harps. And he's going to pass them out over there to the society. David will play his harp. Sure he'll play his harp. Some folks said, you get to heaven, you don't know nothing, if you get everything. You know. Well, that ain't so. Moses and Elias talked with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew 17:1-3, of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. They know about it, though. Some folks over there know a few things. He don't need your gold. He don't even need your harps. He's got one. That's the reason Claudia used to say, "Well, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah." Didn't you like to hear Claude sing away up in heaven and around the throne? "My name is written on a cornerstone. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah." They was warned of God in a dream not to go back the way they come, so they took the back trail. Great Lord, man, have mercy. Go where God said go. Go the way He told you to take. That's the way to take. Jeff, are you here? Jeff Utter, where in the world are you at, Jeff? Lord, bless your heart. Praying yourself plumb out of cancer. Never heard the like. Ask prayer for him. I'm going to have to quit asking prayer for you. Ain't no use of praying for you from now on. There's lots of other folks to pray for, Jeff. Doctor can't find nothing. Keeps on praying. They tell him there's something wrong with him, and he goes back and they check him out and said, "We don't know." Said, "There's been a change here." Go back in another storm, and it looked like he's going to die on us. And I know, I told B what he's doing. I said, "I hear him. He's praying by the hour again. He's after God again. You can't tell what God will do." That's what David said when he laid on his face for the dead child. He said, "Who can tell what God will do? Who can tell?" That's what the king of Nineveh said when they said 40 days to be overthrown. He said, "Us fast and pray. Who can tell," he said, "whether God will repent and turn from this that he thought to do to him?" Spin a mother 80-year-old off her bed in here. You ever get another preacher? Can't stop for starting and can't start for stopping. Pray for him.
I'm about the same way here sometimes.
Glory to God. Well, he went back another way. 13th verse, "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child's life to destroy him. And he arose, took the young child and his mother by night, departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son." And in the 19th verse, "But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For there dead would sought the young child life." A few minutes now since I've testified so long, and I can hear my wife. You're right, B. You're right. As usual. She's helped me for years on that. She talks when she don't say nothing. I hear her. I'm going to preach on three words. I'm going to preach to you what the angel told Joseph to do. Be thou there. Do you know why some folks can't hear from God? They're not there. I remember a preacher friend of mine, bad sick in Arkansas. I've got a lot of good preacher friends. He was bad sick. Well, in the moonlight, he laid in the bed sick, couldn't hardly breathe. God said, "Tell him if you'll get up and go into the cornfield on the side of the mountain, I'll heal you." Well, I would like to know why God said cornfield. I ain't going to give nobody a chance to interview me if they don't treat me better than some of them fellas does that interviews people. Pick it all to pieces. I'm not worried about why God told him to go in the cornfield. The fact is, he told him to go into the cornfield. I'd go if I knew why. I would go if I got to tell me just why he want me. Well, it ain't none of your business if God told you to go. Things you do is get started. Amen. Well, he got up and put on his old overall and his shirt. It's a weak and sick. He couldn't hardly stand. Never even told him why. Hold to the door facing, trying to hold up. Staggered out the back door and staggered in the cornfield so sick he couldn't hardly breathe. Knelt between the corn rows and said, "Oh God, I thought I heard you say while I was sick on the bed, if I'd come into the cornfield, you'd heal me." Can you guess what happened? I'd tell you his name for a quarter. Well, I don't do that. No, I'm not just giving no quarter. Have God come up on him, jerked him up on his feet, and he danced in the moonlight and kicked the rocks off the top of the mountain down around Subiaco, Arkansas.
Oh, glory.
Healed.
Be thou there till I bring you word. I don't care if it's 100 neighbors say it's a bad place to live. I don't care if the man next to you say you can't drink the water. I don't care if there's somebody come tell you, you know God don't want you to stay here with that baby. There's been babies here take disease and die in this country. You better get back where you come from. Stay there till God tells you to move out. Be thou there. Even some folks can't get nowhere with God. They won't go where God told them or stay after they get there. Wait till you hear from God. The weather's not pleasant down here. Stay there. It wasn't pleasant me and B barked under that tree on that schoolyard either, drinking cistern water and a house filler. It wasn't self-contained and didn't have an icebox in it. All it had was a kerosene stove, one across one end of it and a bed across the other. It's 11 foot long. Plenty of room in between. It wasn't pleasant on that tree either. But God said, I want you to go to Haskell, Oklahoma and hold them an old-fashioned revival. Didn't have a chair to sit on. Didn't have a church to preach in. Finally, they let me preach in the schoolhouse out there. God said, you hold them a revival here. Well, I went to town and I met the mayor of the town, Brother C.M., and he owned a store, and I went in. There's a bunch of park benches sitting off out there. I said, say, I wonder if you'd loan me them park benches so I could hold a revival. It's 9 miles from town where I was going to hold a meeting and didn't have no truck or trailer. And there I was in there, and God touched his heart and said, son, let's use all of them you want. Walked back out on the sidewalk, and there's that old toy Kreiner in a truck, big old hay truck. Son, he said, what's your name? I said, L.D. Moore. He said, I've heard of you being in the country. You reckon you'd have any use for this truck? Yeah, I said, yeah, I sure would. I'm telling you like it was. If you'll be thou there where God told you to get, you can get something from God. You ain't going to get the Holy Ghost a moaning around all over the country back in the audience and not come to the altar and get out of the business with God. You ain't going to get nowhere. You ain't going to get saved. I'm murmuring around out there in the dark and standing out there in the back and never coming to the...
Fifty times come here. I've turned you down every time but one. There's more money here, C.M. But there's a little church sitting back yonder. One of them wasn't any wider than from here to that wall right yonder. But it had some people in it. God had to send men for miles to give me gas money, Grant. There wasn't none there. I'm not a bragging about it. Go into Egypt. That's a bad territory. I've heard lots of bad things about it. Don't matter. Go down there and you stay there. It's going to get thin. I'm down here now and look like there ain't going to be no food. There'll be food. Hallelujah. Go down there. Stay down there. It's hard on B. I felt sorry for her. We held that meeting until the school board got under conviction. Then out there in the dark. But what I'm saying to you, that old school teacher sat there. And he said, I'll bring some onions to rub in my eyes tomorrow night so I can cry. He made fun of the power of God. He done forgot more about Paul than I ever knew about him. He studied Paul's life in college and took a course about him. He left to study religion so he could argue it. I think I met some of them in Sunday school classes. Don't know what you're talking about. Confuse everybody in there. You ain't never known nothing, and you never will know nothing until you shut your mouth so yours can work. Tear a Sunday school class all the pieces over nothing. Sunday school teacher study a lesson for a week so know what to talk about, and you get in there and talk about something they ain't thought of for 5 years. And you studied on it all week so you could sow confusion in the class. You think you know something because you talk about something nobody's ready to talk about? Be quiet. Let the church roll on. All right, I'm preached on Be Thou There. I sat out there under that blackjack. It was hot, and we didn't even have an icebox. Cistern water is all we had to drink. Fans? Some funeral home fans. We didn't even have them, but that's all we had access to was funeral home fans. Or a half a cardboard box or something, you know. Power of God kept a falling. God don't pay no attention. Your circumstances sometimes, he ain't even worried about them. He ain't even worried about your circumstances. God ain't all worried about your circumstances. That's the truth, son. Praise God. I said, God, all day I prayed, would you get a hold of Shorty? Would you show your power to Shorty? Would you get a hold of Shorty, the school teacher? Next night, Shorty come. I sat there and watched him when he pulled his handkerchief out. The power of God went to fall. I seen Shorty wipe him off of this side then. I seen Shorty wipe him off of that side. I seen Shorty wipe him off of this side. I seen Shorty wipe him off. And that night he said, L.D., why don't you move this meeting over at my school? Said, I've got electricity. I had to. They kicked me out. School board shut me down. Got mad and wouldn't let me preach no longer. It's not easy to be where God wants you, but you're in trouble if you ain't. You may think you move uptown. You may think you move out where you got better fellowship. You may think you move amongst people because you're a little higher up, because you're ashamed of where you're at. If you're where God wants you to be, you better stay there. Things will get worse on you if you pull out of there. We got folks in Oklahoma told me they're going to California and said, where are you going? Say, better job. I said, where's the church? That's right. You don't happen to know of any in that country, do you? I guess we'll try to find a church somewhere. How you doing where you at? You paying your bills? Pretty good. How you being blessed in the church? Getting along good down there. The power of God to follow me and join the children what to pray. And you going to drag them out of there? Go into Egypt and be thou there till you get a signal from me. Don't take the signal from nobody else. Stay there. You think it's better in Oklahoma? Forget it. Stay here. We ain't fixing to flock from there down here because we think it's better down here. We're going to try to stay Vince, Brother Grant Horton, where God put us till he says, get up and make your move. Here in first, you know what? You can have the Holy Ghost. You can have the power of God. You can be healed, but you're going to have to give where God wants you now. You ain't like Sister Oklahoma, like to call her name. If I get the Holy Ghost out of my back, I'll never get it. I guess you guess how she's fixed tonight. She got it out there. Decent as any woman, but she wasn't on her feet. She was out of her back. Be thou there. Can you get there tonight? Is there any way to get there? There he is. There's a way to get there. There's a way to get there. You may have to ride a mule to go, but you can get there. Took that young child and his mother by night. He could have been robbed. He could have been killed. In that country, they robbed them when they took them roads. And robbers laid out there. There wasn't no protection. There wasn't no police protection. Went by faith and went where God said, we'll have to hurry. First Kings 17th chapter, Elijah the Tishbite. You read about him, didn't you? What a great man. Where the Lord had come to him. He'd just come to him. That's the way he got it. You know it? How you getting yours? Amen? Amen? If you just accidentally lose your leaf. I'm not against writing scriptures down. I'm not knocking on you for the way you preach. But the wind blowed away. What wind in the world would you do? I mean, it ain't no harm in knowing where you're going and the way to get there. But if the wind blowed away, what would you do? You need to be where, if you're a preacher, man, where the Lord can talk to you occasionally. And the Lord spoke to Elijah. God said to him, I tell you what I want you to do. He said, get thee hence. Get up and get moving now. I'm not able. Yeah, you are. Get out of there. I'm too sleepy. Get on up. Time to move now. Ain't no back talk here. Amen. No back. Well, the people don't have to. It's out of. I got into that and said, went all preaching 100 miles from home, 60,000 miles a year. 7 years last time I was on the field, running everywhere. Left my little boy in the yard, David, time and time again when he was a little waving at me. Didn't see him for days and weeks. Sickness in home, God will let me go home. You say, oh, you're fooling, Brother Moore, now. Holidays come, couldn't go home. What kind of ministry have you had? I ain't had too good myself. I've never been a great success. But you ain't going to be nothing if you're not willing to go where God said and stay there and get through with you. You're supposed to be willing to suffer. You're supposed to be willing to give. You're supposed to be willing to spin and be spent for the gospel. You're supposed to have a backbone like a red worm. Be thou there. Already I hear the report coming to me. I know it, Brother Moore. Didn't stay. I know I missed it. Got up and left too quick. I know it. What if I'd have stayed 5 minutes longer? That's what I won't know. Won't y'all often try it? Come to the altar. Seek the Lord, man. Call on God. Call on Him like Willie Paget, that Cherokee Indian's mother did in Oklahoma. Willie got saved. Went back home to Mama. Mama, Jesus Christ saved Willie! She said, Jesus Christ saved Willie. Jesus Christ saved Mama. She tried to pray through and couldn't. Me don't pray English, son. Me pray through Cherokee. And she did. And God understood it. You got to be there. Get where God wants you. Talk like He wants you to. Pray like He wants you to. Make your altar there where God told you to. It's the middle of the kitchen. She prayed through. I like them Cherokees. I used one of them's prayer when I married Terry. May your moccasins make happy tracks in many snows. And may the rainbow always touch your shore. Yeah, there's a good meaning to it. Turn eastward. I believe I'll go west. That's a shortcut. That's the reason you ain't where God wants you to be. You're trying them silly shortcuts. I met a bunch down on White River. In Guyon, Arkansas, where the road runs out and the deer swims the river. That's where that old boy come every night and rode a quarter of a mile across there with his family in the dark and tied that boat to a tree grass. And every night he went with the flashlight back across that treacherous river with his family lived on the other side. Met him the other day and hadn't met him in years. Six of his boys with him. Every one of them saved and one of them a preacher, David. We had a jubilee and I met that fella. Hadn't met him for years. Come every night across that river to me. Brought them kiddos to me. There's a fella blowed in there at the tent and whipped her up in there. He didn't want to sound like he didn't have nothing while he was there, so he baptized every one of them with the Holy Ghost, and every one of them chewed or dipped. If I didn't get in a whirlwind battle, now God, I said, I see that I cannot accomplish anything here, and this thing is so messed up. Where do you want me to go? He said, Guy in Arkansas. I said, that's where I'm at. Oh! I'm going to preach just a little while. Wife, don't talk to me. God bless you. I'll talk to you about later. God bless your heart. But listen, you ain't going to get nowhere with God till you do what God told you to do. Get where God wants you. Be thou there, or you going back without whatever you need. I'm telling you, the devil moved into the meeting, clear up to the platform till I had to ask him to get off of it and sit out there. I was scared of him, too. Ah, he always wore a shirt about there. He had arms big as... I've got big arms under there. Them little Chinamen, I wish we hadn't sent all our business to India and China and Japan to make our shirts. They can't make a shirt with arms big enough for me. I can just heave out if I want to and bust into one there. I can put a 18 on, 17 and a half. David just has to kind of walk around crimped it. Why, if I just squeeze my arm right good and give it that, just bust them out there like Samson. Ah! Lord, I wish we'd bring our business back home myself. There sat that muscled up fella where them he made his own mother and sister get out. He's 35 years old, walk on the rocks in the moonlight for a mile in Arkansas barefooted. Me and the devil in him. Here he come to the meeting. He challenged me every time I prayed for the sick. He'd run, beat me to him, and lay his hand on the head and stand there and hold the head and look at me like, you touch him and I'll knock you out of here. They come to a showdown. So I showed down and I prayed. I said, Lord, where do you walk me now? He said, you're right where I want you. I've got you just where I need you. Whew. The old boy run the grocery store, just got out of the pen, hid the money that he robbed before he went to pen, lived out his time in jail, and didn't give the money up, went and dug her up somewhere and bought him a grocery store with it. They all know that. He come up outside and listened. Didn't have no fan to coo me, and no amens to back me. Except the pastor, and he was scared to death all of them when he asked me to hold a meeting. This old boy brought me a fan. That old wicked man. He just loved it. He knowed there's every one hypocrites and every one traded at his store. And he is glad to hear somebody tell him they wasn't right. Pentecostals quit me and the Baptists backed me before it is over. Amen. Be thou there. Go where God told you. Get in the altar and seek God and stay there a while. I don't sound mean, but I've been around. Pray for my boy. Is that you beating out the door before we can get to the altar? Pray for my husband. Is that you beating out the door before we can even pray for him? I see you lead the way in that. I see you break on that. I see you make a move to the altar and pray for him. Now, you know what getting down to praying is, don't you? It's like when Terry swallowed the eye off the doll at home. Eyes big as a quarter off a doll. What makes children want to eat dolls' heads off and chew everything? Ram in the mouth just as soon as they see you coming. Every time a rattlesnake in your mouth or a spider or anything, they see you coming. You know how children are. He rammed that in his mouth and he got it hung in his throat and a big old thing big as a quarter about choked him to death. And I've never been a man that gets rattled all too easy, you know. I mean, they don't use coming all to pieces. I mean, you know, if the shotgun goes off, it ain't the first one's ever shot and fired. And you know, don't just die over him. Until you know somebody's dead, don't bury him, you know. I mean, and I just went in there and I said, well, I'll get that thing right out. I just run my finger down there and made matters much worse. I couldn't get below it, bring it out, and I just ran it down further and just blocked the whole passage in it. I could see the thing down there. And I dragged him to the heel and I shook him upside down. I didn't get nowhere. I said, B, we're into it right now. His face done changed the color. Now I'm going to tell you, brother, see him, I ain't going to be able to give you a decent demonstration here on what I've done. But I went in double overdrive in prayer. I'm going to tell you what I asked God to forgive me for any time I didn't say what he wanted me to say.
I ask him to forgive me getting Buck Eggers not preaching his word like I ought to a few times. I tried to draw up a little closer, praying as hard as I could. I mean, I didn't care who hurt me. I was where I needed God. You know, we prayed about 3 minutes and that thing shot out of there. I carried it in my cubbyhole for a long time. You know, when they told me David had cancer and he's 19 years old and said it's all over him, I went to the backside of the pasture of my brother-in-law's farm and I said, my father, this has caught me a little ways off. Seen myself right quick. It's caught me a little ways off. If you'll give me just a little time here. That's what Daniel asked for. Everybody's tore up and afraid. He saved them guys. Hide. I thought you ought to be thankful for it. He saved them prognosticators and wizard spirits and fortune tellers. He saved the next. But all he asked for is a little time. Would you take a little time tonight? After a while, he'd give anything in the world to have a little of it left. Daniel said, always asking for his time. Ain't asking for no favors. Just a little time. So we can pray. And he went to his praying buddies and said, listen, men. We got it. We fixing to get it if we don't get this dream and interpretation. And you boys go to praying. Way in the night, God slipped through the woods. Slipped through the blue ether. Come to him. Such is what he's thinking when he laid down. He is thinking of what shall come to pass hereafter. His thoughts troubling like it does everybody else's at times. And he's seen this great vision. You remember he told him all about it. Don't you know why Daniel got it? He was there. He was there. Be thou there. Whether the circumstances look good or not, stay there. Elijah, you go down east. Don't you take west now. You go east. You know, you can always meet somebody that says, oh, now, there's a better way than that to go. You better go God's way. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. If he'd have been here today, they'd have been preaching to make fun of him over that. Are you a scaredy cat? Why don't you stand up for God? Say what you do. You better be where God told you to be. You better do what God told you to do. He went down, sat by the brook, and he said, I've commanded, I wish it wasn't so early so I could preach longer. I wish I'd have met you sooner so I could have known you longer. And if you can think through what I say, you'll do well. But he sat down there, I wish I could, can't somebody write a song about God talking to the raven? Seemed like there needs to be a song wrote about that. He said, we've had a meeting with the ravens, and I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. Why didn't he pick a human? Because it looked like Elijah had fixed it up. You go stay by that brook. It doesn't matter what folks think about it, what folks say about you, how folks criticize you. Lazy thing ought to be out here trying to dig a well of water. We're out of water nearly, and the whole country's got to have water. It's the important thing in your life is to do what God told you to do. You know the reason you don't get healed sometimes? You don't do what the Lord said to do. I stand in a church one night, and I've got a little church over in Oklahoma, kind of a home base. Some of my folks is here, and it's a good little church. They let me go. If they didn't have a big church, it wouldn't be fair to them. But they know that I must go. And I've known it for years, and they know it. But you know what? I stand in church on the platform. I looked at it, and the Lord said, why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? The question has been asked. Answer is up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you live like the Lord said to live? Why don't you live like the Lord said to live? The question has been asked. Answer is up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? It's that simple to be healed a lot of times. It's just being willing to do what the Lord said to do. That's the reason Jeff is going on. That's the reason, pardon me, Jeff, I've called you that for 25 years. But ain't we had some battles together? Lord, I love that man. We're the ones that prayed the fire down on the Catholic bingo parlor right across the street from his church where the father come and he had square dances and he called off the sets. Hey, diddle-diddle, and he'd holler over there and holler, hallelujah, one for me. Brad Jeff and I prayed it caught a fire and burnt down and never have built her back, and that's been 15 years ago. We aimed in on it, didn't we, Jeff? Zeroed in on her. You pray good and get where God wants you and be thou there, man. Here comes the Holy Ghost and you've left. Here comes divine healing and you're gone. Tell me it ain't important to be where God tells you to be. Went down according to the word of the Lord, lived down there by the brook, slept in a little cave right beside the creek. Every morning got up,
Went down there, done a better job of getting a drink than I could in Virginia. Grats. You know, we went up that creek. I fell all the way backwards down, laid in the water and between two rocks and couldn't get up and couldn't keep from laughing. I'd have laughed if I was drowned. And Grad Harden took an ocean to go a turkey hunt. And I fell backwards down the creek on them slick rocks. Laid between them in the water. His sticks and me said I couldn't even get up. Looked like I had to have to get out amongst them rocks. It's a blessing to be with good brethren. But here Elijah's by himself and he's living down by the brook and he's drinking of the water. Glory to God. Help me right now. Why are you laughing at, Brother Moore? I'm just laughing about the things I know from the past. I'd have stayed for the meeting, but the water's a gypsy, you couldn't drink it. I went to hold a meeting where the water smelled like rotten eggs. It's so bad. It'd have been a good place to close the meeting. But they lived only for 50 years. I just drank it. Glory to God. Stay where God tells you to stay till you hear from God again. I don't care how many churches come open, how big a salary they offer you, how they offer to pay your social security, your insurance, your hospitalization. Live down there where you're getting 37 and a half a week and having a cut wood part of the time to make a living. The power of God's on you and God sent you. Stay at Smoky Bottom or wherever it's at or God gets to you. I know I'm preaching every way, but that's the way I do it. Stay down there every day. Look up over the horizon. Here comes them ravens. Sister Throckmorton over there laid out that beef right there, and that old bird just come down, hooked his claws into it, and here he went. Brought her down to Elijah, circled right around him, drawed right down to him like he did Eddie Rickenbacker when they floated on that ocean so long, looked like they'd starved to death. And old Eddie prayed, and rest as a dying old Eddie said, we'll live some way. They confessed their sins to each other and told how bad they'd been. Eddie Rickenbacker, you read him, didn't you? Do you know what happened to him? One of them birds out of the air lit on his shoulder while there's a rock in there in that boat on the briny deep. He eased his hand up there and got it by the feet and tore that thing to pieces. And they had a little a hook or two and caught him some fish and eat it. If I wasn't so tarred, I'd haul off and give you the best I could tonight. Just going to be here a night or two. Took you 10 years to get in shape again. You think, well, to pull you out in two services? Take a while to get you out of there. You ain't got no salt, ain't you? Got no butter? You ain't never going to get nowhere with God if you don't quit that groaning around over what God's giving you where you're at. You remind me of that old boy from Dan T. Muse, the superintendent of the Pentecostal Holy Church in Oklahoma, throwed that big feast for them poor old winos that laid drunk all the time. He had about 75 or 100 of them there. He bought turkey. He had giblets and gravy. He had everything you could put on the table. Hadn't had a square meal in some of them in years. He invited them in. Eat it, boys. I fixed it for you at Thanksgiving. Just wanted to do something for us. He packed the table out. One of them right up down and said, ain't you got no butter? Man, eat what God gives you. Some of them grumblers in the wilderness, they, I don't know what's the matter, didn't have an ulcer amongst them. Wasn't a feeble one amongst them. They got tired of eating that manna God give them. It was jam-packed full of every kind of vitamin you could put in anything. And when they come a-prancing up the country, you can say, where's the old? There he is. What do you mean, old? Said he's stepping ahead of you. Yeah, Grandpa ain't got no lumbago. Authorized. He can't tell when the weather's changing by joints. I mean, tell you what, we ain't got a feeble one amongst us. And all have been eating what God sent from heaven. He ate that God gave him, and drank that God gave him drink, and stayed down there where God told him, go, man, where God tells you to, and stay there till he gets to. Ben Shaw's message is way too long. If you ever try to preach much anymore, try to take a lesson from this. Don't preach too long. In the book of the Bible, David, the man of God, wasn't afraid of nothing. Why, they'd lose 100,000 men in a battle in one day in them days. I mean hand-to-hand combat. They didn't have any automatic weapons. They brought the blood. Can you picture a fellow could run up? You read about Jonathan, his armor bearer, running up there and challenging them Philistines. If they say, come up unto us, say, God done it for us. That'll be where God wants us, if they say, come up unto us. You know, if there's 20 of them up there more looking down at me, say, come up, I say, I'm hiding, what I'm fixing to do. Jonathan wasn't afraid of none. Went up on his hands and knees at Steve. Hands and knees, he went up this to Steve. And when he got up there, killed 20 of them. Say, that ain't too much, Pete. Can you whip 20 men in here tonight? He whipped 20 of them warriors, trained to be warriors. Well, they know how to fight. And he whipped 20 of them, killed 20 of them. Rest him, Hebrews said, let's come out of the holes and go to fighting. We've got a man up here that's getting a job done. Here's where God wanted him, that's right. God is with him, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. David wasn't afraid of nothing. He wasn't afraid of nobody. He'd go in there and fight anything. But you know what? One day, while whipping the enemies and putting down the enemies of the Lord, he said, Lord, shall I go up against them? He is always ready to go up. Give me 3 or 4 days to pray. I'll preach for you after a while. Not David. He is always ready to go up. You see, there's an enemy attacking tonight. Buckle on your sword, boys. We'll catch them in the morning dew. We'll go all night tonight. And we'll get them in the sunlight. At dawn, we'll get them. And they'd get you. I mean, they'd put you in the ground. They'd kill you. God, he said, shall I go up? You know, you got to be careful when you go up. Or you won't come down like they went up. The Lord said, No. You got to be able to be thou there. That's my simple text, brother. I'll preach 40 messages with it, but that's it. Be thou there. You go over under the mulberry trees. He had men under him that could go down into a snowy pit and kill a lion. I mean, without a gun, he didn't have none. He just had staves and spears and swords. Why, man, they weren't afraid of nothing. Well, David wasn't. Charged right into a lion. Would you? We jumped a bear back in the mountains elk hunting last year, and David took after that thing. I thought, my God bless and help him. If he finds any issue, it's yours the world. He ain't even got no life. But that's the way he does. He trailed that thing and Terry jumped it. Looked like it weighed 500, they said, right? They never got it, but they kept trailing around in there, trying to get that big old bar way back down our 10, 11,000 feet high in the rocket. Just, David, he's like it. And God said, no. He had men, all he had to say, get him. Well, he had men to say, let me take his head off, I'll get it for you, David. No. Tell you what I want you to do. Go over under the mulberry tree. It's not necessary. I have a mimosa tree at home. Numbers of times the Lord spoke to me under that tree. It's been many times I've walked under that tree. And I said, Lord, if you want to speak to me again under here, tell me what you want me to do. He speaks to me on that. Not all the time. I don't worship that tree myself. But he speaks to me under that mimosa tree a lot of times. He has done it time and time again. You go over under the mulberry tree. You wait till you hear from me. When you hear a sound of a going at the top of that mulberry. You know what it is. That kind of like it was on the day of Pentecost. I wish I could holler, blow away and blow tonight, and the Holy Ghost would blow in here like it did then. Sound of a rushing mighty wind coming from the glory world. Did you get on that mulberry tree? You hear that thing moving in the top. I can just see them old boys standing there jumping up on their toes. They know that. David here, because God sent him here. He's waiting on God. We're waiting on the signal. We get the signal, we fix and do something here. Go now, David. No. David, go now. No. You got to wait right here. Wait here. Be patient here now. Wait on God just a little here. At this time now, David? No, it's ain't time yet. I said, I've got a certain signal I'm waiting on. Waiting on a certain signal before I make my move. This happened to a king of old. It happened to under some mulberry trees. Never forget tonight, my boy. Got so dark and he pulled a sheet up over his head. He wasn't saved. David. Thought he'd die of cancer. I'll tell you, Red Horton, I went down into it. I never doubted what God could do it. I told him I'd bury him and never say a grumbling word. I said, I'll put him in the ground and you'll never hear from me. I mean, I'll never stand at the casket and ask you why you done it if you just come to me. Help! Glory to God. David waited. Waited and waited. Somebody said, you're in a poor location to attack. That don't make no difference. I remember old brother used to in Oklahoma. He got in a fight. The fellow's a good boxer. He just rocked my old brother's head. He had them left jabs and right jabs, and he just rocked my brother's head. Once in a while, he'd reach back. I'm carnal right here now, but I say, hit him, David. I mean, hit him, Edward. And he'd reach back from the ground, and here comes the haymaker clear around the first base. And he'd always hit him right there. I said, man, can't you see that coming? He'd rock my brother around a while, you know, and bounce his head around. After a while, he'd reach back to the ground, and he'd come with another haymaker. His haymaker's got him, right? His haymakers finally whipped that fancy boxer. My brother's haymakers. Looks like anybody could see him coming, but he couldn't. David waited. Somebody says, not the proper angle. Yeah, I'm not where God said. I'm not here where God said. You can be happy, boy, living in a trailer house and a preaching in a little community building. If God is in it, you'll be happier there than you will anywhere else. We got a few already in order to get a big church, and I'm not against it. I wouldn't be here if it was. But we got a few in order to get a little bigger church. It's compromised everything you ever did preach for or against. And now they feel worse than ever did. I cornered one of them the other day. I said, you backed up as far as you can. You've compromised with everything you can. You're either going to lose God's favor and keep theirs, or you're going to keep theirs and lose God. Make your choice. He said, I'll keep God. And he quit. Quit the church. Glory to God. I hear something. You hear it? No, I don't hear it. Don't make it for anybody else hears it or not. You down to the altar praying, ain't nobody helping you. What do you need help for? How old are you? Got in a meeting here a while back in Texas. Got a sinner's all trying to get saved. And here come a girl wasn't saved, about 20-year-old girl. It's been a few years ago now this happened. Got down to the altar and reach over and wipe her hair back out of her face. Kiss her on the cheek. Oh, she wasn't even saved herself. Well, we ain't having no funeral here. We don't need no nurses down here. We don't have to have nobody. Well, if somebody gets in the spirit here, a woman goes to dancing and flips her plumb over that and she lands on her head, leave her alone. She'll learn something in a minute. The very idea of trying to have church and get somebody down to altar moaning and groaning and trying to get saved and somebody just tearing over like they, oh, you're so pitiful. Pitiful nothing. They're fixing to get eternal life. Let them pray through. Don't stop them. I'm not telling you not to help them, but don't get down there and pity them because they go to crying and slinging snot. Didn't we all do that when we prayed through? Didn't we all cry and pray and seek God? Let our prayer out. Some folks been as mean as a snake. They need to scream. They need to beat the altar. They need to ask God to help them. Nobody else feels a thing. You move when God moves on you. Ain't it time to go, David? No. Why? Because David don't hear nothing. Pretty soon David heard it. All right, I said everybody attacked and they took out there and won. Go ye in Luke 24:49, but tarry ye in the city of Blanchard, Oklahoma. No, Savannah, Georgia. Go to the Middle East. Go to the Far East. Go to Russia. Go to China. Tarry ye where it does look the most accommodating. Tarry ye where it looks like you'll have more help. Go and tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Wait there. Be thou there. Will you stand? It's early. It's early. We got time. Oh, it ain't but 17 minutes to 10. How many wants to be where God wants them? I speak as a fool if it sounds like I'm glorying. For 41 years, I've turned down good jobs. I'm not grieving over it. I'm not envying anybody that's got anything they've got. I've turned down the opportunity to have a good lifetime pension to preach amongst God's people. When amongst the poorest there is, I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm here because I thought the Lord spoke to me when CM called. I know that wasn't big enough for this. I know if He didn't blind me to how many's here, I'd choke on them, but I can't hardly tell there's anybody here too much myself. I've been in that shape ever since I got here. Even got nerve enough today to come and tell CM to quit offering this meeting to anybody else. He's a man that ought to run it. And allowed to turn a wild one up here with big horns on, tired all to pieces. He offered to let any brother here felt led of God to run it in his place. I said, don't do that no more. You're the man, and don't let nobody have it. Now, how about that? A man come down to a man of his stature and tell him such a thing as that? Are you here and you want something from God? What are you willing to do to get it? You have Uncle Mac O'Neill in your book. You mention, I think, Mac O'Neill in your book, the red back book. Mac O'Neill was 85 years old when he lay on his bed, bad sick. And they come in and prayed, I'm not going to keep you standing very long. And they come in and said, Dad, let us get you a doctor. He said, step out and let me think. They come back in and said, over 40 years, God has healed me. Why spoil a good thing? I'm 85. Let me go. God spoke to him and said, I've added to your years 15 years. He jumped out of bed healed by the power of God. That's what happened to that man. At Stillwell, Oklahoma. At 96 years of age, he picked beans all day and walked 6 miles to town. At 96.
God gave him a 2-year bonus. He lived to be 102. He died at home with the children all around him. And he said, "Don't call the undertaker. Wash my body. Put on my new suit and bury him in the graveyard behind the church." There's one man buried there in Oklahoma. So never did have undertaker hold of him to embalm him. If you be where God wants you, you can get a touch.
Hallelujah.
You know why you can't get help sometimes? You're thinking of all those had the same thing you got that didn't get it. It's got to be one-on-one here tonight. One-on-one. One-on-one. How about it? You want to come on down here and give God a chance to work on it? If you're back... You know, since I've been here, somebody said, my home was breaking up. Filing for divorce. Oh, it broke my heart. It broke my heart. There's folks here that need some help from God. Let's see if we can get down here at night and maybe the Lord will have mercy on us. Send us a raven, maybe, or something, with something for our souls from heaven that'll help us. Are you a backslider? Are you a sinner? Will you respond tonight? Brother Moore, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. It's bitter out here. It's dark out here. It's dangerous out here. I'm coming back. Sinner, will you come? Will you come tonight? While we linger just a little, be thou there. Stay there till God helps you. He'll hear you. He'll help you some way now, boy. He'll help you on that job. Girl, He'll help you some way. Are you, if you don't come and give Him a chance, how are you going to get any help? You grieving because God don't help you? Are you giving God a chance? Come on, will you? Will you come? God bless you. God bless you. While I play a little, not many are responding. Maybe it's me, but listen, you need to come. Maybe you're just resisting, but don't do it. Come on. Break out. This is camp meeting. Your chance to get through to God. Come on. Come on. Do you need help? Be thou there till I bring thee word. Come on. Come on, give God a chance at it. Show Him you mean business. Show Him you're going to pray. Pray, man. Get out of me. Come down and raise them hands up in there and go to pray and seeking God. Don't be afraid to raise them hands up. The old devil keep him doing that. That's not a big thing, but it's bigger than it looks like, ain't it? Come on. Come on. Be willing. Be willing to look to God. Come on. Come on. Let's break out of there and let God help you, children. Come on. Don't resist God. Don't turn God away. Don't go home lost. Don't go home a sinner. Don't go home. You could die on the way home. Someday you will. You need the Holy Ghost? Come on. Come on. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until the Holy Ghost comes. You've got to be here. You've got to be there. I mean, you've got to get where God wants you. Pour His Spirit on you if you get where He wants you. Pour His Spirit on you. Come on.
Come home.
More coming.
Come.
Keep coming, will you?
Come on.
You'll never be sorry. Get where God wants you. Be thou there.
Come home.
Till I bring you word again. Look at the people that are coming. Looks like the best altar call since the meeting started. Just look. The others are coming. Oh, God.
Oh, sinner.
Come on, Christians. Let's try to help some of these, will you?
Come home.
Come home.
Come home.